14. Several years ago, she was invited to an event at a primary school in Tokyo meant to get students to think about life. She screwed up a piece of white paper in front of the pupils and spread it out quietly. "These wrinkles will never disappear, no matter how I try to smooth them out," she said. "These are emotional wounds of crime victims." I'm talking about Shizue Takahashi, 68. Takahashi's husband, then a 50-year-old assistant station master at Kasumigaseki Station, was taken away from her in the sarin nerve gas attack on the Tokyo subway system. Today marks the 20th anniversary of the indiscriminate terrorism committed by the Aum Supreme Truth Cult. The attack left 13 dead and more than 6,000 sickened. Some people who took the subway train were involved in the incident by chance, and some of them are still bedridden. Deep wounds affect not only their minds. The Aum Supreme Truth Cult is a group of criminals under the guise of religion. It knows tricks to seduce youth. It feels no shame about treating people's lives as if they were worthless. Some people might overlay the past nightmare on current society. I saw that morning as my mind froze when I heard a report from overseas about another terrorist attack. A tanka poem by Hikaru Koike reads, "It's horrible that minute electric current is continuously passed through electrodes on the head." He described headgear rigged with electrodes that Aum used to brainwash its followers. "I hate the madness, which is screwed up innumerable pieces of white paper across time and space."